Yeah, it's good for us. Good drive. You know, we caught him there on the first third down. Ran for one, converted another one. So that was good for us. We got to run the ball a little bit better next week, but did some good things. Jordy has some nice catches. Tay, nice conversion. Marty, obviously, a touchdown. So, we hit the marks we wanted to hit.
When did you know you were going to start playing? How important was that for you, and what was involved in that decision?
Well, Mike just told me I'm going to play yesterday. I kind of figured I would. I took, some of the reps with the first team this week. So it's preseason. I've voiced my opinions about preseason in the past, but it's good to get out there. It's a good long drive for us. Good to feel the tempo for guys like Jari and Marty. But, we'll probably play a little bit more next week. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's good for them to feel the tempo. Some of the calls are a little different. When I'm out there, we obviously have a little bit more latitude with some of the playbook. But, we'll just keep working in practice. The key for us is continue to let them feel the tempo when I'm out there next week as we take more reps and obviously take probably some more gameplay next week in Denver.
Nice to get that first touchdown to Marty out of the way, you know, this preseason.
Yeah, it was good. I threw a little low. He's been calling for it up high, but he had a great route. Nice release off the ball, and then a lot of separation. I was thinking more jump ball before the snap. I watched the replay, and I probably could have put it to the corner on that one. So we'll just keep working on it. We've been working in practice on the side at some of that stuff. So he did a good job for us. He's going to be a big part of our offense.
Take any notice of your defense going against Cousins the whole first half and the secondary making plays to get you off the field? And if so, what'd you think of that?
That was huge. It was huge. They've been having some struggles at times in practice, but it was important for them. A lot of young guys out there playing a second unit against their first team, and we shut them down pretty good. So I'm sure they'll take a lot of pride in that as they watch the film tomorrow as a group. But it's good. It's good for them to get out the field on third downs and give us the ball back. And Brett did a nice job for us, showed a nice job, and Taysom finished up really nice as well.
What do you think from Jamal Williams really the opportunities he's gotten there?
Well, he's a really smart guy. He understands the responsibilities. He's good at pass protection. He's good with his route running. We just got to keep letting him be him, letting him make his reads and the more he reacts out there, the less he's robotic and thinking. He's going to be an important part of what we're doing moving forward.
How much do you guys work on catching the defense with the 12-man out there?
Well, they know better. We got them a couple of years ago, too, so in the playoffs. There were some angry looks from that sideline. I'm sure they talked about it, but that's just something. They got some big boys out there in the base defense, and, we went to the third down there and just knew they were probably going to try and get some guys off the field, and we were fortunate enough to keep on the field. It's an interesting thing because I'm fully aware of where that guy is off the field. The refs have a lot to look at. The line judges, side judges, back judges are looking at their specific receivers and matchups. Don't really have the time sometimes to see that 12th guy as he tries to get off the field. So I knew we had him and took a shot to Jordy. Didn't see a flag, and Mike has a lot of trust in me to when I look over him and give him the challenge signal. He knows to throw that red flag.
Is one preseason drive enough to give you a sense for how good this offense can be? And how much stock do you went pretty well, obviously, how much stock do you put into it?
Well, I don't think so. I think it's going to take more than that. I think it's going to be a work in progress as we look to find our identity, what we want to do. We started with some two tight end stuff and kind of got to some sub stuff pretty quick. But, no, it's going to be a work in progress. I think it's a good drive for us. We take some positives from it, but it's going to take more than one drive.
What'd you think of the way Taysom played? I mean, he's got two touchdowns now in two preseason games.
Yeah, I mean, he's been doing a good job. Those guys, all three of those guys, do a good job with their legs, extended plays. He had a nice run on a third down or fourth down to get us first down, and then a touchdown run. We were watching his highlight the other day. I actually pulled it up for the group when he hurdled that guy. I think it was against Texas. He's super athletic. I mean, and he's just a great kid. He's been working really hard, and it's fun to see those guys get out there and play well.
Same question, I guess, from Brett. If they're not in tonight, what have you seen from him?
Well, Bryce picking up where he left off after his rookie season. You know, he had a great rookie campaign in preseason and was hurt last year. The stuff you see on the field is stuff we see in practice, and you guys see it during training camp. It's just, you know, he gets out there, and once he finds his rhythm and his comfort, he makes plays. You know, he's throwing the football well, he's moving around the pocket well, and he's continuing to take strides. It's fun to watch. He's a great kid, and he works really hard at it. He's fun, a lot of fun to be with in the room and compete with every day in practice, and happy for those guys.
Thank you.
With Seattle coming up in the next few weeks, obviously, how excited are you about the first game of the season?
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, being able to play tonight, even though it's one series, makes you more involved in the game. I mean, you feel just feel good being back out there in pads and playing and competing. And it's kind of more fun to be on the sidelines after you've played than standing around the entire game watching. So, for me, a lot of fun to be out there with the guys. And it's a new group. You know, having Jairi in the huddle, having Marty in the huddle, having Jamal in the huddle, things look different. At the same time, you know, being able to throw it to Randall and Jordy and Tay, it's a pretty good group we got there.